Good morning, Terry.
Tell me your concerns about this executive order.
We think that it's a step backwards in time, that science is rapidly moving in another direction, which is far more ethical and practical than embryonic stem cell research, and that is with the iPS stem cell discovery and with adult stem cells. iPS cells have proven to be as beneficial in potential as embryonic stem cells, and the beauty of iPS cells is that no one had to die for the cells to be retrieved. And through iPS stem cell research, scientists will be able to make patient-specific cells that will not be rejected by the recipient. Every day, there are announcements of new advances using adult stem cells, and these cells are providing benefit for real patients with real diseases.
Research into other kinds of stem cell lines, particularly adult stem cell research, has had the benefit of 40 years of science. We haven't had federal funding for embryonic stem cell lines for 8 years, so it would be really an unfair comparison to say that any alternative to embryonic stem cells doesn't work, because we really haven't fully fleshed out what can be accomplished with embryonic stem cells.
First of all, there has been federal funding for embryonic stem cell research over the past 8 years. What President Bush's order did was just to deny federal tax funds to destroying new human embryos. So the research has progressed, and certainly in states like California and some other parts of the country, there has been no stoppage of work using embryonic stem cells. But again, science has moved in a new direction now with the discovery of iPS cells described by scientists themselves as the Holy Grail. There is no need for embryonic stem cells. iPS cells have the same, what they call, pluripotent qualities as embryonic stem cells. And the beauty of them is that they're more practical. You don't have to find frozen embryos or create embryos. You can use ordinary skin cells to produce iPS cells, so they're far more practical. And again, scientists will eventually be able to make cells that are patient-specific, that won't be rejected. Use of embryonic stem cells is taking the DNA from one person, because an embryo is a different person, trying to inject that into a different individual, so there will be a normal rejection of those cells.
You're right, and I appreciate you correcting me. There has been federal money for the existing stem lines before 2001, but isn't it a concern, and doesn't the fact that embryos will continue to be destroyed at in vitro fertilization clinics, whether or not this executive order had been signed, is that something your organization is working to stop?
Again, that information is not accurate. We have no proof that hundreds of thousands of embryos are being destroyed at in vitro fertilization clinics. Of the 400,000 existing human embryos that are in the freezer, so to speak, in the United States, the vast majority of them, probably 90% of them, are being preserved for future use by the parents that have had those embryos created.